很快，今年又快半年过去了。
Half a year has gone, has passed.
那我相信在这几个月当中，我们很多人都在经历一些新的事情，跟在做一些这个生活上多一个调整。
I believe in the past year, many of us have to face many new experiences and make many adjustments.
特别是小孩子们，大概可能还一直在生病，还一直在咳嗽，一直在流鼻涕，对吗
？And especially the children, they may still be falling sick.、Yeah.
通常，你刚刚开始去这个幼儿园或者是豆豆班，前面半年或者九个月都是这样的了。
Very often when you start kindergarten or day school, this is quite common.
然后又他传给你，你又再传给老婆，老婆再传回给另外一个啊，那就是这样子轮流生病。
And so the virus goes around in the family, and everyone starts falling sick.
不过可能九个月之后，你们就更加刚强。
But perhaps 9 months down the road, and you will be stronger.
那么请不要乱用这个 antibiotic.
And don't abuse the use of the antibiotics.
我第一个孩子的时候，我们很紧张。
My first child, I was very anxious.
所以是希望他3天之内就好。
And I desire her to get well within 3 days.
他吃很多 antibiotic.
And she took a lot of antibiotics.
后来，老二就没有这么紧张，老三根本就不管了。
Wow, then the second child not so anxious, and the third child I don't even bother.
我们真的是要随着。这个经验跟知识要这个长进。
And so we need to grow through our experience, through our learning.
使到我们更好的处理我们的这个事情。
In order to know how to manage our issues.
也更好的能够治理我们的这个事情。
And how to govern our affairs.
我希望今天我们所学习的这个经文。
And I hope that this morning, through the passage that we learn,
能够使到你对下半年有一个更勇敢的一个心态。
You could have a more courage attitude towards the next half of the year.
我们一起来看《使徒行传》第七章。
The Book of Acts, Chapter 7.
使徒行传第七章。
Book of Acts, Chapter 7.
我们今天看24到这个37节。
Verses 24 to 37. Okay, Acts Chapter 7, Verse 24.
7, chapter 13.
That's why I also a bit, yeah.
Sorry.
Acts chapter 13.
13章24到37节.
24 to 37.
7.
7, that's 24. Okay, Acts 13, 24. Before the coming of Jesus, John preached repentance and baptism to all the people of Israel. As John was completing his work, he said, "Who do you think I am? I am not that one.No, but he is coming after me, whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. Brothers, children of Abraham, and you God-fearing Gentiles, it is to us that this message of salvation has been sent.
Sorry, I think, 应该是13到23, 13 to 23,
yes. Okay, we need to move forward. Yeah. Okay, Acts chapter 13, verse 13 to 23. From Paphos, Paul and his companions sailed to Perga,in Pamphylia, where John left them to return to Jerusalem. Verse 14, from Perga, they went on to Pisidian, Antioch. And on the Sabbath, they entered the synagogue and sat down. After the reading from the law and the prophets, the synagogue rulers sent word to them saying, Brothers, if you have a message of encouragement for the people, please speak. Standing up, Paul motioned with his hand and said, Men of Israel, and you Gentiles who worship God,Listen to me. The God of the people of Israel chose our fathers. He made the people prosper during their stay in Egypt. With mighty power, he led them out of that country. He endured their conduct for about 40 years in the desert. He overthrew 7 nations in Canaan and gave their land to his people as their inheritance. And all this took about 450 years. After this,God gave them judges until the time of Samuel the prophet. Then the people asked for a king, and he gave them Saul, son of Kish, of the tribe of Benjamin, who ruled 40 years. After removing Saul, he made David their king. He testified concerning David, I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. He will do everything I want him to do. And from this man's descendants, God has brought to Israel the Savior, Jesus, as he promised.
这段经文简单的来讲呢，就是保罗告诉犹太人说，上帝再给你们一个王。
In short, this passage is what Paul tells the people that God is giving you a new king.
然后这个就是你们的救恩了。
And this is your salvation.
那为什么给犹太人一个王，那么就是一个救恩呢？
So why is it that it is salvation when they give the Jews a king?
那么这样的一件事情跟我们有什么关系呢？
And what relevance is that to us today?
那跟我们的生活又有什么关联？
And what to our lives today?
我希望今天早上能够给你讲清楚这一些事。
I hope to clarify this this morning.
那可能想起来好像没有一个什么关联。
Perhaps it seems that there's no link between us.
但是事实上呢，是跟我们分不开的。
But in fact, it is not separable from us.
那从这段经文你也看到说，他给我们看见最早最早的时候，耶稣的那个事情是什么一回事。
It allows us to realize at the earliest onset what the significance of Jesus' incident implies.
或者我用一个这样的一个讲法，就是耶稣的运动 ，the movement of Jesus， 用这个来形容就是耶稣的这个事。
And another way to put it is what is the meaning of the movement of Jesus？
在这里呢，我们不要用基督教。
So we do not use Christianity.
因为这个名词是很后来的事情。
Because this word, this term Christianity comes much later.
而基督教呢，我们一想到这个，是想到很后来的很多事情。
And when we use the term, we think of many things that appears much later.
我们现在要回到我们的信仰最早的这个时候。
We must come back to the earliest point of our faith.
那你重新我们看它是怎么一回事。
And we look again what it is all about.
我自己觉得今天我们在我们现在这个时代。
I feel that in our era now.
我们很需要好好的在知道耶稣的事情的那个最早的时候的那个事情是什么。
We need to get back to the earliest point of the incident of the movement of Jesus.
因为基督教带着很多很多太多的后来的很多的事情。
Because there are just too many repercussions of in Christianity.
那有些人一听到基督教，他就很不喜欢，很反感。
And some people when they hear the word Christianity, they are not very pleased with it.
但是呢，我们好好跟人家讲耶稣的时候，不会的。
But when you tell people about Jesus, the person, they will not feel that way.
当然，耶稣跟基督教是不能够分开。
Of course, Jesus is inseparable from Christianity.
不过，另外我们讲耶稣的时候，跟讲基督教又不完全一样。
But yet there is some distinction when we talk about Jesus and when we talk about Christianity.
所以，让我们自己呢，也再重新从耶稣自己的身上，我们得到这个帮助。
So let us come back to Jesus and be helped by it.
然后，我们也再把这样一位特别奇妙的耶稣呢，去跟我们的朋友分享。
And then we share this amazing Jesus with our friends.
耶稣是犹太人。
Jesus is a Jew.
耶稣的事情首先是为着犹太人。
What Jesus did was for the sake of the Jews.
你看，保罗、彼得都是犹太人。
Paul, Peter, they were both Jews.
他们认识了耶稣了，明白了这个是对他们犹太人一个很重要的事情。
When they got to know Jesus, they realized that it's something very important to them as Jewish people.
所以保罗每次去到任何的地方，
so wherever Paul goes to,
他先去到犹太人会聚集的地方叫做会堂。
He will go to the synagogue where the Jewish people will gather.
那个时候的犹太人呢，已经散布在世界的很多地方。
In those days, the Jewish people were scattered all over.
但是因为他们的这个特别的这个信仰的关系，
but because of their unique faith,
他们还是相信耶和华上帝的。
They still believe in the God Yahweh.
那这里你就想一个很有趣的问题，有时候你真的不懂得怎么去搞清楚它。
So there's a very interesting issue here.
犹太人还是相信耶稣的天父叫做耶和华。
The Jewish people still believe in the Father God of Jesus, who is Yahweh.
耶稣在世的时候天天祷告的那一位父王。
And the Godfather that Jesus prayed to,
是犹太人相信的。
It's the God that the Jewish people put their faith in.
那么现在为什么要多相信一个耶稣呢？
So why do they still need to believe in Jesus?
那你回到旧约的时候
，And when you get back to the Old Testament，
只要以色列人好好相信上帝就可以了嘛。
For the Israelites, if they were to put their faith in Yahweh, and that should be sufficient。
那么这件事情与我们基督教解释的时候，越解就越乱。
And when we try to explain it from the point of Christianity, it gets a little bit more confusing。
就是从我们基督教后来的神学来解释，就越解就越乱。
From the theology of the Christianity, when we try to explain, it gets more confusing。
今天学者重新再回到从犹太人自己本身的角度，再重新好好了解这件事。
Today scholars get back to the perspective from the Jews to try to seek and to understand this。
而你在使徒行传，你看到保罗也正在做这样的事。
From the book of Acts, you realize that Paul himself was doing such a thing。
保罗没有把这个信仰基督教化。
Paul did not Christianize this faith。
他还是从犹太人的角度给他们看到耶稣怎么样是。上帝给的救恩。
He enabled the people to realize how Jesus is a salvation for the people from the perspective of the Jews.
所以他传福音，他碰到他一定先去找犹太人敬拜的地方。
So as he goes around evangelizing, he will go to the place where the Jews gathered.
然后他要想尽办法给他们看到为什么耶稣就是上帝的救恩。
And he does his best to show them why Jesus is a salvation of God.
那今天我们看到他讲了一段很特别的话。
And today we see that he had a very unique speech here.
他跟他们提起他们曾经怎么样子有皇。
He helped them to remember how they once upon a time had a king.
然后说现在呢有一个真正的永远的最好的王来了，叫做耶稣。
And now he tells them now there is a king who is a king forever and the best king.
那么这个就是救恩来的。
And he says that is this is salvation.
你说为什么是这样说呢？
And so you say why is that so?
其实各位弟兄姐妹各位朋友
and friends, brothers and sisters,
保罗讲的是对的。
What Paul says is true.
如果我们从旧约再重新读起的话，
If you were to read the Old Testament again,
这个所谓救恩
salvation,
包括这里面是这样子说的。
Salvation includes what Paul says here.
我们来看两段的这个圣经。
We need to look at two passages from the Bible.
首先在诗篇八十九篇。
Firstly, Psalms 89.
诗篇八十九篇。
Psalms 89.
那么这一篇就讲得最清楚，这个王的这个事情跟上帝的是什么一种关系。
This psalm paints very clearly the relationship between the king and God.
开始的时候诗篇，我们看这个第二跟第四节。
Let's look at verse 2 and verse 4.
这里说，第三节说，我与我所拣选的人立了约，向我的仆人大卫起了誓，我要建立你的后裔直到永远，建立你的宝座直到万代。
Verse 3, you said, I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn to David, my servant, that I will establish your line forever and make your throne firm through all generations.
上帝愿意在以色列人当中给他一个这样的一个王。
God desires to have such a king amongst the people of Israel.
那只要有这样的一个王一直带领着以色列百姓。
As long as there's such a king to guide the Israelites,
那对以色列百姓就是一个恩典，就是一个救恩。
That becomes a grace and a salvation to the people of Jews.
但是当你继续再读下去的时候，
But when you continue reading,
或者你有一点点这个旧约的这个背景，
Or when you have some background of the Old Testament,
你知道说接下来很多王他们都很不好。
You realize that many subsequent kings were not so good.
他们犯罪。
They sin.
然后他也使到以色列百姓呢犯罪。
And it caused Israelites to sin with them.
而王犯的罪呢是更加重、更加大。
And the sins committed by the kings were more grave.
那么上帝说：“我要废掉你。
”And God says, "I will depose you."
所以第三十八节他说：“但你恼怒你的受膏者，就丢掉弃绝他。
”And so verse 38 it says, "But you have rejected, you have spurned, and you have been very angry with your anointed one."
然后接下来经文说，上帝甚至让这个国家就被人家灭亡。
And God says, subsequently says that He would let this country be destroyed by another nation.
但是这个祷告的人记得说，你曾经说你永永远远要给我们王啊。
But this person will pray. He say, "Hey God, I remember you said that you will give us a king forever."
49节说，主啊，你从前凭你的信实向大卫立誓要施行的慈爱在哪里呢？
Verse 49. Oh Lord, where is your former great love, which in your faithfulness you saw to David?
46节他说，耶和华，这要到几时？你要自己隐藏到永远吗？你的愤怒如火焚烧，要到几时呢？
Verse 46. How long, O Lord, will you hide yourself forever? How long will your wrath burn like fire?
这里这个是一个很重要很重要的事情，你永远要记得这件事。
This is something very important, and you must remember this.
是的，我们坏，我们犯罪，所以你处罚，你管教我们。
Yes, we have sinned and we have erred, and you are punishing us, and punishing us.
但是你曾经还是说你要跟我们的王立一个永永远远的约。
But you once said that you will have a covenant forever with our kings.
就说你还是要永远使我们有王带领我们的。
You should still enable us to have kings to guide us forever.
所以现在你使到我们王没有了，国家灭亡。
Today we have no kings, no country, no nation.
我们等。
We wait.
因为你曾经说你要给我们一定有王的。
Because you have promised that we will ever have a king.
所以他说我们要等到什么时候？
So here he asks, how long more, Lord, do we have to wait?
所以对犹太人来说，他有一个这个我们常说的一个所谓弥赛亚的盼望。
And so for the Jews, there's this messianic hope that they have.
这个弥赛亚就是这个受膏者的意思。
The Messiah is the meaning means the anointed one.
而就是指上帝所指派的、所赐下的那个王。
It means the king that God has anointed, appointed, and sent.
所以对以色列人来说
，And so for the Israelites,
我们这一群人要好好的活着。
We have to live and live well.
就是我们有一个好的王。
Because we are waiting for a good king.
那，你把这样的一个了解放在这个你的思想里面，我们再看这个出埃及记十五章。
And so you put this in your mind, and please look at the book of Exodus, chapter 15.
出埃及记十五章，当上帝把以色列人带出来，过了红海，摩西写诗歌赞美上帝。
After crossing the Red Sea, Moses wrote a song to praise God.
然后你在这边你就看到很清楚了。
I can see it very clearly here.
在十七跟十八节。
Verse 17, verse 18.
他说：“你要将他们领进去，栽于你产业的这个山上。”
You will bring them in and plant them on the mountain of your inheritance.
耶和华就是你自己所造的住处。
The place, O Lord, that you made for your dwelling.
主啊，就是你手所建立的圣所。
The sanctuary, O Lord, that your hands have established.
耶和华必作王。
The Lord will reign forever and ever.
原来圣经在告诉我们。什么叫做人？什么叫做活着
？So the Bible is trying to tell us what does it mean to be a human and to be living.
然后更借助以色列人的经验，把这整件事情呢表达得最清楚。
And through the experience of the Israelites to manifest this very clearly.
其实以色列人就是我们的缩影来的。
The Israelites is like a what my what you call it
my
reflection of what we are.
或者说就是人的这个代表。
They represent humanity.
你这样子读旧约。
When you read the Old Testament in this manner.
你看到说人在世界上会走过怎么样，做了些什么。
You will see the journey of your life on earth.
你在以色列人身上你都看得见。
And you will see that and witness that in the Israelites.
好的，坏的。
The good, the bad.
外在的。
The outward.
内心的。
The inward.
内心的你在哪里看到呢
？You say what can you see in the inward man？
你在撒母耳上下记里面。
If you read the book of Samuel first and second，
以及你读诗篇一百五十篇的诗篇。
And you read Psalms 150。
人心内心是怎么样的一种挣扎，一种怎么样的一个情况
？You will be able to see the struggles of the inner man。
这个权力斗争跟这个权力背后种种的那一种。很可怕的问题，你在撒母耳记上下你都看到。
You will read in the book of Samuel first and second, all the fight between the powers and the mighty ones, and the ugly darkness and struggles.
就好像那个满城黄金甲啊，周润发的哈。
Just like the movie in the don't know what it's called.
那么这个
满城
这个 英国很出名的莎士比亚的这个
Hamlet
啦。Hamlet。
Yeah, and then also the Shakespeare Hamlet。
这种在撒母耳记上下，你也看到了很清
楚。You can see this drama, you know, even in the books of First and Second Samuel。
所以其实虽然是犹太人。
So even though it's the history of Israel,
其实圣经讲的是我们整个所有人的人性的情形。
Actually, the Bible talks about the situation of the whole of humanity.
当你这样看的时候，
when you read the Bible in this way,
你开始看到亮光。
Then you will be enlightened.
然后你开始看到人真正，人要正常的话，需要什么？
And then you realize to be a good, a normal human, what is it that you need?
Just to be normal and right.要正常要正的话需要什么？
What do you need as a human being to be normal and right?
需要王。
You need a king.
No, 牧师，我看我们好辛苦，今天才走到民主社会，你又要来搞王。
You say, oh no, Pastor, we have just, you know, evolved into democracy and you're talking about monarchy now.
特别是法国人。
Especially the French.
那个 Misery 那一代那个很出名的那个话剧。
During that times, you know, the Miserables, yeah.
就把这个 Louis 的头砍掉了。
You've just beheaded the king.
我们不要再由人另外一个人来宰制我们。
We do not want another king to oppress us.
人最重要的就是自由。
What we want most important is freedom.
爱。
Love.
还有一个是什么？公平。
Righteousness, justice.
红色、蓝色、白色，
so,
法国的国旗。
The red, the white, the blue, the flag of France.
这个是很伟大的一个成就，很伟大的一个革命。
And this is a very well accomplished revolution.
我也完全同意。
And I fully agree with that.
我们人是不应该受另外一个人来控制跟来下至欺负我们。
We should not be controlled and oppressed by another human being. I agree with that.
但是当你看到说在人类历史里面做王的都是这样做的。
But when you realize that kings in history act like this,
在我们的这个几千年的中国历史里面也是。
In the thousands of years of Chinese history, it is like that.
但是呢，在我们中国的优秀的文化里面，孔子、孟子讲的王不是这样的。
But yet in the in our rich culture, when Confucius talk about good kings, it is not like that. Good kings were not to rule like that.
而圣经讲的王呢？
What about kings described in the Bible?
圣经讲王的时候，首先是讲谁是王。
When the Bible talks about king, the first issue is who is king?
耶和华是王。
And it says the Lord Yahweh is king.
那么上帝是怎么样的一个王呢？
Then what kind of king is God?
摩西说，我们在法老王底下，我们是被折磨，甚至剥削到要死了。
Moses says we were abused and oppressed by the Egyptians.
现在你把我们救出来了。
And now you have redeemed and saved us.
你使我们重新属于你，我们由你做我们的王。
And you allow us to belong to you in order that you become our king.
我们可以不要有王吗？
Can we not have a king?
我们今天试试看。
We can try.
我们还在不要有王，我要我自己就好。
We are still in an era where we do not want to have kings. We want to be ruled by ourselves.
我们现在每一个。尤其是从十三岁开始的，我最好不要你管我太多。
And every individual here, especially after your age 13, you said, please don't rule over me.
我们得想想说，我们可能没有王吗？
We have to ask ourselves, is it possible for us not to be ruled?
有人说，我问你们一个问题哦，王心里面他有一位。一个人最重要是谁，你知道吗？
If I were to ask a king, who's the most important person in your life, who would he say? In the king.
In his heart, 是谁，你知道吗？
Who would be the most important person in the king's heart?
Of course, the king.
It would be the king.
很多王，他心中最重要的就是他自己。
In the hearts of the king, the most important person is himself.
而这样的王，一定出乱子。
If you were such a king, there would be a lot of problems.
所以当你自己做你自己的王的时候，
So if you are the king of your own heart,
我敢跟你单独，
I can bet with you,
是坏处多过好处，
More harm than good.
不然你试试看好吗？
You want to try?
你回家跟你的父母亲商量一下，
Go back and discuss with your parents.
现在六月假期嘛，
It's school holidays.
父母亲我们也大胆一点好吗？
So we can let our guards down a bit, yeah.
跟我们的孩子立约。
So we have this covenant with our, or this contract with our.
让他做几天，他自己做王。
Let a few days, let him be king.
然后过后再谈谈一下，看他做的舒服吗？做的快乐吗
？And then review with him later on and see whether he's happy about that.
我认真的嘞。
I'm serious.
趁着这个机会试试看。
Take this opportunity and
try. 我们做父母也学习放手不做王。
And as a parent, let's also let go and not be kings.
那也几天轻松一下。
And be free a few days.
干嘛我们这么辛苦，让他们去自己 去痛苦一下吧。
Yeah, why not we just let go and let them suffer, you know?
给他们做几天自己的王。
Let them be kings in their own right.
你试试看，看你想不想做王。
And you try and see whether after a few days you want to be king or not.
我第一个不想。
I do not want to be king.
所以我明年就退休，我不做主任牧师。
So I'm retiring next year and I will not be the senior pastor anymore.
这个王很不好做的。
It's not easy to be a king.
我们来看上帝怎么做王。
Then we have to look at how God acts as a king.
你会很惊讶，是在创世纪第一章。
You'll be surprised to find that it is in Genesis chapter 1.
我们很可惜，我们受了现代科学的这个影响。
So unfortunately, we're influenced by the science today.
当然不是科学弄坏我们，不是。
Not saying that science is no good.
直到我们不能够好好的看创世纪。
Sometimes science affects us to appreciate Genesis in a good way.
创世纪是很古老的一种的这个 文体一种表达。
Genesis is a very ancient kind of writing.
它在表达它要表达的事情。
It is trying to convey a message in its own way.
它在告诉你耶和华这个王。
It's trying to tell you Jehovah as king.
在诗篇90-100这段里面，就每次把创造主跟王是放在一起的。
In the Psalms, you will see that the Creator and the King is always together.
所以创造是要告诉你，耶和华是王。
And so creation, the creation story is to tell you that Jehovah or Yahweh is the King.
不是要告诉你说宇宙是怎么来的。
It is not to Genesis is not to tell you how the universe came about.
然后这个王做什么呢
？Rather, it's to tell you about the King and what did this King do.
你看这个王呢？他在黑暗里面，他带光进来。
First, you see that this king brought light to darkness.
然后他在这个混乱里面，他带出这个秩序出来。
And then amidst the chaos, he brought order.
然后在没有东西里面，他带进很多东西来。
And in the void of emptiness, he brought abundant things.
然后第七天的时候，他就坐下来。
And then says on the seventh day, he sat down.
坐下来呢，什么意思
？And what did it mean that he sat down?
根据以赛亚书66:1
In accordance to Isaiah 60, chapter 66, verse 1,
上帝坐下来坐在哪里呢
？When it says God sits down, where does God sit on?
他说上帝是以天做他的这个他坐的座位。
It says that the heavens is the throne of God's seat.
然后他的脚呢放在地，地是他的那个脚凳。
And the footstool is the earth.
所以这个王好像盖房子了，盖了这个整个这样的一个好房子。
So it seems as if this king has built a very nice house.
然后他要让这个房子里面所有的事情呢，都能够很好的去发挥。
And he wants everything within the house to do well.
然后他坐在那一边呢，看着。
And then he sat down and he observed.
他也坐在那边呢，会 make sure 要使这一切好的继续这样走下去。
And he sits there to ensure that what he has done will continue to carry on.
在这里你看不到王是一个来压制人的。
So you do not see the king as someone who is there to oppress.
你看到说这个王是带来光的。
This is the king who brought light.
这个王是带来这个各种的可能性的。
This is a king who brings all kinds of possibilities.
然后他说人呢，你做什么呢
？And then he tells the human beings, what do you ought?
你在地上代表我。
He says, "On earth, you be my representative."
你做我的代理。
Be my representative.
And be my agent.
My agent.
跟我一起帮我呢打理这个世界。
And together with me, let us govern this whole thing.
然后上帝给人也给这整个有各种的发挥各种的可能。
And God empowers them with all kinds of strengths and possibilities.
也就是说，这个做王的。
And so the king.
他要透过他的权力
through his power,
透过他的那个能力
through his might,
他是要使到呢好东西正的东西能够出现能够发展能够发挥
he has enabled and empowered things that's good and normal to carry on
所以他是为着 他的那个被造的呢能够呢很精彩的
in order that what he has created will carry on to flourish.
这个是原本这个王要做的。
And this is what this king desires to do.
而上帝呢是这样子做王的。
And this is how God acts as a king.
所以我们不要再想到说上帝是王的时候是一个来限制我们的。
So please do not think of God as king, as God who is here to oppress you.
这只是来这个压制我们。
He's not here to oppress you.
那么好像这个不能够让我们有创意，不能够让我们有这个我们的主见，不能够让我们呢有意见。
It's not here to stifle us from our creativity or our own opinions.
你看到在这边没有这样的一个图画。
You realize that it's not what is depicted here.
他要我们呢可以在里面呢去发挥。
He wants us to be bold and to do whatever we want in the.
但是这样的事情要能够正常下去。
But it has to be normalized and carry on.
他必须一些基本的条件。
In order that to carry on, there needs to be some conditions.
一定要是光。
First, there must be light.
一定要是次序。
There must be order.
然后呢，一定要有能力呢，生长。
And there must be power to regenerate and flourish.
我想你不会拒绝光吧
？I believe you will not reject the light.
你也不会拒绝次序。
You will not reject order.
你更不会拒绝创意。
And you will not reject creativity.
这个叫做神的创造。
And here is what it meant by God's creation.
是带来给我们这一些。
And God brings all this to us.
而以色列的王后来很自私。
But the kings of Israel were very selfish.
他为他自己。
They serve themselves.
他贪心。
Greed.
他用他的权力只是得到自己的好处。
They use their authority and power just to benefit themselves.
他不维持那个秩序。
They do not provide order.
你想一想，如果警察罢工一天。
Can you imagine if the police were to stop work for a day?
你看看我们的新加坡的犯罪案会多少？警察一天都不抓人。
Just one day, if the police were not to enforce the law.
我想我们全部人都会是受害者。
I think all of us will be victims of many crimes.
你平常你很喜欢你可能你很讨厌你看到警察。
Perhaps sometimes when you see the policeman, you say, "Oh no, it's the police."
警察是使到我这个不能够，那个也不能够做。
He's here to tell me, "I can't do this, I can't do that."
只有你想要做错事的人，你才会讨厌警察。
Only one who wants to commit wrong will hate the policeman.
我们不想做错事的人，我们想说事情能够好好的，我们都很喜欢警察。我们看警察啊 ，safe。
Those of us who want order and security, we will be happy to see the police.
所以这个秩序是好的。
And so such an order is good.
而这也就是上帝作为王，王应该带来跟维持的。
And this is what it means that God is king and that the king ought to bring order.
当王不尽这样的一个责任的时候
，If the king does not fulfill this responsibility,
整个社会就乱七八糟。
There will be chaos in the society.
整个社会就不公平不公义
There will be injustice, there will be unrighteousness.
而且很多的腐败
And many corrupt.
上帝说这样再下去的话
And God says if this were to carry on,
这根本不是一个好的一种的生活的环境
This is no longer a good living circumstances.
我要给你们一个王
I will give you a king.
当这个王真的是你心中的王的时候
When this king becomes a king of your heart,
你们就会从这种混乱、这种黑暗里面脱离出来。
Then you will be brought out from all this darkness and this chaos.
难道不是吗
？Isn't that so?
当每个人心中尊重跟敬这个王是王的时候
，When everyone in our heart revere this God as our king,
而这个王不是来压制我们，不是来剥削我们的，是来引导，是来维持秩序的。
And this God is not here to control or oppress us, but to guide us and to lead us.
我们每个人就照做该做的做。
And then we follow and we do what we ought to do.
我们就做应该做的，跟把对的做对。
And we do what we ought to do and to do it right.
事情不是很好吗
？Isn't that very beautiful?
你再回到创世纪来看。
And when you come back to the book of Genesis.
本来是黑暗。
Whatever was dark in previously.
上帝还弄出星星、月亮、太阳。
And God created the stars, the sun, the moon.
那个就变成晚上。
And that became night.
有了月亮跟太阳，黑夜就叫做晚上。
So when there's moon, and then it become, then it's called night.
然后晚上呢是很浪漫的，你知道吗
？And night can be very romantic, you know.
然后晚上是可以睡觉。
And night is the day that you can, is when you can sleep.
黑夜可能我们很恐惧。
We might fear the darkness of the night.
但是是晚上的时候。
But when we call it the evening,
你还可以听听这个贝多芬的夜光奏鸣曲
无奈索纳塔 Hear the sonata
啊，夜儿弯弯照九州啊
And the song about the moon
你会觉得很轻松
And you feel very relaxed and very romantic
这就是上帝作为王希望事情是这样子的
And this is what it means when God is king and what he desires to see
所以在天空呢他就白天就由太阳管
And the daytime is governed by the sun
这个阳光只要你不要暴晒过度不然你得皮肤癌
and then the sun rays as long as you don't overexpose yourself to the sun
但是所有的这个植物生物因着阳光呢那个生命就一直不断的这个会出现
and yet because of the sunlight then all the living organisms will propagate
所以白天好像由太阳负责了
and so it seems that the day seems to be the responsibility of the sun
晚上呢有星星月亮负责了
and at night the stars and the moon will govern it
那地上呢谁负责
yes, what about on earth
第六天上帝说
and God says,
让人呢在地上做我的代表
on the sixth day God says let human beings be my agent on earth
所以我们信上帝不会是落伍的
and so when we say we believe in God we are not behind the times
但是反而我们心里面有这样的一个王的时候
rather when we have such a king in our hearts
我们知道说什么是最好的？什么是好的事
？We will know what is the best and what is good.
什么是正的事情
？What is right?
而这些使到我们呢，也更加的这个高兴。
And this enables us to have joy and peace.
箴言书二十八章。
And the book of Proverbs, chapter 28.
箴言书讲到很多怎么样教导王做好王的。
The book of Proverbs is full of
那么我要提这个箴言书二十八章，这个我们今天非常流行的这个一句话。
A very popular saying that we have today.
十八节没有异象，民就放肆；唯遵守律法，变为有福。
二十九章十八节。29:18, where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint, but blessed is he who keeps the law.
这一节圣经很可惜，它下半段那一节没有被注意到。
Unfortunately, in this verse, many people overlook the second part of the verse.
你就少了另外一半很重要的事情。
You overlook the very important second half.
是的，今天我们要有意象。
Yes, we say we need revelation or vision today.
我们要 purpose driven.
We want to be, yeah, driven by purpose.
但是当我们还不知道意象，还不知道目的的时候
，But when we do not know our vision, when we do not know our destination,
因为意象跟目的对每一个人来说，什么时候出现，什么时候到来，真的是不知道的。
Because when the vision or when the objective occurs, nobody can tell.
有的人很早的时候就知道
，Many people would know what's their purpose.
我很羡慕我的弟弟
，I really envy my brother.
他从小学五年级的时候。
When he was as young as primary five,
他就很清楚他要做医生。
He was very clear that he would be a doctor.
而且是做妇产科医生。
And a gynecologist.
不过现在他不是。
But today he's not.
然后呢，他是我们家里面唯一一个，我们的父母亲任何人从来就不需要去督促他读书的。
And so he's the only child in the family where parents do not need to ensure that he studies.
因为他自己知道他以后他要做什么。
Because it's very clear what he wants to do.
他很负责任的为自己，所以他没有所谓 holiday 什么这个叫做 school day.
So he's a very responsible young child.
他每一天就是很 consistent 的，几个小时读书，几个小时玩耍，一定不管 holiday 不 holiday.
Every day he's very consistent. This number of hours to play, this number of hours to study.
结果我们看他在读医科的时候也读得很轻松。
And we realized when he was in medical school, it was quite easy for him.
我很羡慕他这样子。
I envy him.
但是不是每一个人这么早就知道自己要什么
？But not everybody knows what they want at a very early age.
有的人大学毕业了，甚至工作了十年都不知道真正自己要什么。
Some people after they graduate and even after they work for many years, they do not know.
但是你不要因为你不知道知道要什么。
But do not be that because you do not know what you want.
不要因为你没有意向，你不知道那个 purpose， 然后你就不知道要做什么。
Do not be because you do not have vision that you do not know what you need to do.
今天我对于这个所谓 purpose driven 跟这个所谓 vision 的东西，我有点意见就在这边。
So I have some things to say about this vision.
因为它没有，它不能够 speak for everybody and everything and every kind of situation. 接下来这一句话说，唯遵守律法变为有福。
But it says here in the second verse, but he who keeps the law is blessed.
什么叫做律法？
What is the law?
当你打开摩西五经
When you look at the Moses law,
就是上帝所说的，当你在那个地上活的时候。
And that's what God says when you live on earth.
有很多事情你需要这样，你要这样，你要这样。
There are many things you need to do accordingly.
你就是把你需要做的事情做好。
It means that you need to do what you're asked to do and do it right.
Do it right. You might not know what is the right thing for my whole life. 我去做的，但是 everything that comes to you, do it right.At the end, you will achieve. 各位年轻的孩子们
，And so, young people,
我有一点点意见，你们听一听。
Please listen to some things I have to say.
今天我们说，常牧师你还没有听，如果小慧牧师讲到现在就完了。
Some say, "Wow, Master speaks so long. Ah, 小慧 already finished." Yeah. Yeah.
我们的这个集中。你不可能这么久的。
Our focus cannot last so long.
好，我们老师 accommodate， 我们老师换教书的方法。
And so we keep on changing our education way.
其实我也换讲道的方法。
And I have also changed my way of preaching.
但是我要你想想一个问题。
But I want you to consider this.
在你接下来，包括你现在或者你以后，请你告诉我，你人生里面有哪一件事情，只要只能够二十分钟做才做。超过二十分钟就不能做，你就不做的，请你告诉我什么事。
Is there anything that you have to complete within 20 minutes? And if it takes more than 20 minutes, you are not going to do it.
以后你跟你的女朋友约会的时候，我告诉你。
When you date your girlfriend next time.
My attention and concentration not more than 20 minutes. 啊，什么快讲。
So you tell your girlfriend, give you 20 minutes, speak. Yeah.
不是这样。
This is not the way.
我希望大家好好想一想。
I hope you will take time.
我们一方面我们。去面对我们一些问题。
Yeah, on one hand, we face the problems we have.
另外一方面，我们是不是需要也重新学习克服一些东西
？But on the other hand, don't we need to also learn to overcome some problems?
我不是把这两个当作对立，我不是。
These two things are not
我承认，我们有一些人他的这样的一个 concentration 就是这么短。
Some people say, but my concentration is that short.
但是这个不能当作 absolute.
It's not absolute.
我们都要想办法，一方面我们去 live with it， 上一方面我们也相信，我们希望去克服。你的接下来一生当中，没有一件事情是十八分钟就可以做成的。
There's nothing in your life, you know, that you must complete within 18 minutes.
而如果你不想胜过克服这个，你可能最后一事无成。甚至你表演那种只有十八分钟使你出名的，也只有某一类表演而已。
Even those what do you call it?Hall of Fame, don't know what kind. 18 minutes, yeah, it's very short.
So, 你说我们十八分钟能够做什么事情
？So you ask yourself, what can you achieve in 18 short minutes?
也许这个是我们的一个某一个时候的一个过渡期。
Perhaps this is a phase you have to go through.
但是我们真的是要让它留着一辈子，我们就只有十八分钟。
But does it mean that forever we only have 18 minutes?
所以让我们看到。
So let us see.
事情。是应该怎么样子好好的可以去做好它
How should things be done? Done well and done right.
而上帝是这样一个王
And this is a king. God is such a king.
王其实是帮助我们
The king is here to help us.
帮助我们在光明里面
To help us to remain in the light.
能够在这个秩序的里面
To remain in the order.
然后可以呢有创造有丰富
And that we can be creative and we can flourish.
所以当以色列人重新有这样的王的时候
And so when the Israelites once again have such a king,
这个就是救恩
To them, that is salvation.
因为他们接下来不再是生活，不再是一个困顿、黑暗、乱七八糟
Because they are no longer living in haphazardly.
如果是这样讲的话
If that were the case,
所以耶稣是王，就是我们的救主
So that's why when we say Jesus is king, then it means that Jesus is our savior.
你好好想一想
Take time to think about this.
你要自己做王呢
？Do you want to be the king of your own life？
还是你要一个好的王做你的王
？Or you want a good king to be the king of your life？
你也回家跟你的父母亲谈谈一下。
And talk to your parents。
是不是让你在这个假期做几天的王
？Can you be a king for a few days during holidays？
然后你看看你喜欢吗
？And see whether you like to be a king。
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray。
天父，我们感谢你。感谢你费这么大的劲，花这么多的心思，也完全付出你自己的爱子， 就是要再使到我们有王。这个王温柔谦卑，劳苦担重担，并且是先舍命为我们。他不是来剥削，也不是来霸占，也不是来抢我们。他使到我们的心从此有光，有秩序，有创意。我们感谢你，愿你真的是在我们心中作王，使我们能够在你自己所造的这个所赋予的各种的潜能里面能够精彩的发挥。主啊，愿你在我们身上得到你当得的荣耀。我们向你感谢，奉耶稣基督的名，阿们。我们一起来感恩祷告，奉献。